are Locked On Yankees, your daily New York Yankees podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You're listening to the Locked On Yankees podcast, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Stacey Gatsoulias, and I'm the host of Locked On Yankees. I'm a baseball writer turned podcast host, and you may have read my work at places like Baseball Prospectus, The Hardball Times, Sporting News, and the ESPN Sweet Spot blog. You can find us on Twitter at Locked On Yankees, all one word. You can find me on Twitter at Stace Gotts. Please feel free to tweet questions or comments to either account. We also have an Instagram account, which is Locked On Yankees, all one word. So like us, follow us, comment, do what you do on Instagram. If you're a new listener, hello and welcome. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. I hope you all enjoyed today's episode. I will be posting part two of my conversation with AJ Andrews of Locked On Blue Jays. We talk about Jake Odorizzi still not being signed. We also, I think I mentioned Jackie Bradley Jr., but he was signed. The news came out really early this morning. Jeff Passan tweeted at 4:30 a.m., something crazy like that. We talk about that, and I also say something that may surprise Yankees and Blue Jays fans, but you have to listen to hear it. Plus, I have updates on spring training. The Yankees didn't have such a great day against the Phillies, so we'll talk about that and more. But first, you can get Locked On Yankees and all other Locked On podcasts straight to your phone in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Radio.com, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. So a lot of people have been complaining that there haven't been enough spring training games on TV, but it's probably a good thing the Yankees game wasn't on TV today. Maybe MLB Network had it, but if you don't get MLB Network, because some people don't, if you have, I think, a Sling Box, you may not have seen the Yankees lose 15-0 to the Phillies. I will say I got slightly worried when I saw that Davey Garcia got the loss, but he only gave up two runs. He gave up, let's see, two runs in two innings, two home runs. So two solo home runs. That's not great. But he struck out three, which is good. Didn't walk anyone. That's good. And then, oh boy, the Yankees gave up nine runs in one inning. Woof, fourth inning. Asher Wojciechowski gave up five runs, four of them earned in an inning and one third. Then Albert Abreu pitched two-thirds of an inning, gave up four runs on three hits. Wojciechowski did not give up a home run. Abreu did. Yeah, that's not great. And then for the Yankees, they didn't really do much. They only had three hits. And let's see who got them. Someone named Lemaire. Someone named Bro or Brow. I have no idea who that is. And Tyler Wade. Yeah, great. Gio Urshela played. He struck out once. Came to bat twice. Seems like his elbow is okay. That's, as I say every time, as long as these guys stay healthy, I don't care what they do during these games. The other news is Aaron Boone is doing better after getting his pacemaker, in case you missed that news, but I don't know how you did. That happened after I recorded yesterday's episode. So he got a pacemaker put in. He's feeling much better. It's still a scary thing when you hear about someone having heart surgery, though. Especially Boone. He's only a year older than me, and he had heart surgery for the first time back in 09. The Yankees fared much better during last night's game against the Blue Jays. They won 4-1, and I believe, let's see how many innings they played. Because there's a new thing in spring training. Teams can choose how many innings they play. There have been five-inning games. There have been six-inning games. Not too many nine-inning games, couple of seven-inning games. I just think that's funny. Last night's game was seven innings. Okay, Yankees got four runs on six hits. Gary Sanchez hit a booming home run.
Gary!
So did Derek Dietrich, who I always want to call Derek Jeter because I'm not used to calling anyone else Derek, which is odd because, you know, it's been nearly 7 years since Derek Jeter was a Yankee. People were joking about Giancarlo Stanton, who made his spring debut last night because he struck out on three pitches in his first at-bat. He also struck out in his second at bat, but again, as I keep saying, as long as he's healthy, I don't care what he's doing. because you know the hits will be coming. Brett Gardner also made his spring debut. He worked a walk. And in perhaps the most important news of last night, Corey Kluber pitched 2 innings, struck out 3, looked pretty good from what everyone was saying, and he came out unscathed. So there you go. The Yankees will be playing tomorrow afternoon at home against the Tigers, and it'll be everyone's first look at Domingo Germán in a very long time. That'll be interesting. Also interesting will be how the fans react to Germán pitching for the first time since his domestic violence incident. So as I said earlier, Gio Urshela played today. He said that his elbow felt really good. I felt 100% trying to get my elbow ready. Now I'm just trying to get that timing back. Works for me. Aaron Boone, as I said, is in good spirits after he got his procedure to install a pacemaker yesterday, Wednesday. He was supposed to be released from the hospital this afternoon on Thursday. As far as I know, he was released. He recorded a video for his players from his hospital bed on Wednesday, and then they recorded a video for him on Thursday. Say it with me now. Aww. That is very sweet. Luke Voit said, we had a team meeting about it. We had a couple of coaches explain to us what was going on. Most of us knew that he had a heart condition from 12 years ago, but we didn't realize how serious things were going. We wanted to keep him positive and know that he's got plenty of time in spring training to get right before he comes back and leads us to a championship. Does anyone else want to run through a wall after that quote from Luke Voit, or is it just me? In a moment, my conversation with AJ Andrews of Locked On Blue Jays continues from yesterday. But first, let's talk about cars. Not that I know that much about cars, but I know enough to know that you should go to rockauto.com. Because rockauto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The rockauto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. We're covering everything you need to know about the New York Yankees, but what about the rest of sports? Now, the Locked On Podcast Network has you covered there as well with Locked On Today. It's hosted by the great Peter Bukowski, and it's all the sports news you need every morning in under 20 minutes. Subscribe to the Locked On Today podcast wherever you get podcasts. As promised, part two of my conversation with AJ Andrews of Locked On Blue Jays.
And there's still one free agent starter out there, and I'm not sure why either of our teams haven't really made a run for Jake Odorizzi yet. I mean, I know he had his own problems in 2020, but as a veteran arm there, like, I'm more surprised the Yankees haven't signed him than the Blue Jays.
I'm surprised about that too.
Yeah. So like, what's the deal? Are the Yankees going to get like Odorizzi just because no one else is, or... like, do you think they're going to wait until, like, summer and be like, oh, let's just go get Germán Márquez or something?
I don't know what the hell they're going to do because, you know, Brian Cashman was making it seem as though, you know, they're all set with what they're doing and they'll look at the trade deadline, see what they can do around that time. I know that, not that he's a pitcher, but Cespedes was working out and the Yankees were there. And I'm like, why?
Don't you already have like 9 DHs?
We have 9 DHs and 15 outfielders, although given the injury history, I could see why they'd want some insurance there. But yeah, the Odorizzi thing is interesting to me. The Jackie Bradley Jr. thing is interesting to me because he's still out there. You know, speaking of the Red Sox, I was on a podcast unknowingly. I didn't realize I was going to be... attacked by 2 Red Sox fans. I didn't realize it.
Oh, no.
You know, ganged up on.
Yeah.
And they were lamenting the Mookie Betts trade. And it's just, I laugh every time I think about that because just, I mean, he's one of those once or twice in a generation players. And I kind of understand why Heim Bloom did it, but I don't know. Like, what are you thinking?
I don't know. And it's so weird going from like, oh, there are four really competitive teams in this division, and then there's the Orioles. And then going from that to like, well, it's a two-horse race and the Blue Jays are actually in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like again, as someone who grew up in the 2000s watching this team, it was always like, well, the Blue Jays can probably get third again. But yeah, it's just so weird seeing Boston in that position. And like, I've talked with Gab a few times, and just like, how are you satisfied with this? Like, how can you keep supporting this team? It's like Bomani Jones said, it's like, how are you going to let this team keep doing this to you? What happiness are you getting out of this?
Right. Cause they're another team that shouldn't have to, they shouldn't be cheap.
No.
It's ridiculous. You're Boston, for the love of God. Like, what is the matter with you? And then don't even get me started about Baltimore, because they're just, it's, I can't even imagine being a Baltimore fan. And I do know a few of them. I just would be so frustrated. I mean, when I was a kid, the Yankees were constantly spending money and not winning. Now, if the wild card were in existence in the 80s, there were probably one or two times that they would have made the playoffs. There were a couple of years they had over 90 wins and they just didn't have enough wins to win the division. So it wasn't like the Yankees were horrible. That didn't happen until the early 90s. And when the actual rebuild happened, because on that podcast the other night, the Red Sox fans were talking about the Yankees rebuild in the middle of this decade. And I said, rebuild? I said, they weren't even under 500 at any point. They weren't anywhere near under 500 at any point. A rebuild is what happened in the early 90s when you were all fetuses or not even a blink in your parents' eyes. I just find it amusing to me that people consider what the Yankees did during this decade of rebuilds. Like, no, that's not what happened. Not at all. It's not the same thing. What I'm going to say is, even though you're a rival, I would like for you and other Blue Jays fans who weren't around for 93 and 92. I remember both years. 93, I was at a pool hall when Joe Carter hit his home run. None of my friends were into sports. I was. And I was like, holy crap. And they're like, what just happened? I said, he just won the World Series on a home run. And they're like, oh, okay. No, not having any idea what I was talking about. I would like for you, I said this to Ethan of Locked On Pirates, I would like for your fan bases to feel how I felt in 1996, because I was too young to remember 77 and 78. Mm. I was 3 and 4. I do remember them losing to the Dodgers. I was 7. I cried myself to sleep that night because I listened to it on the radio. So that was my first playoff experience. The feeling you get when you watch your team win the World Series for the first time as a cognizant adult is the best feeling in the world. And I want other people who haven't been able to feel that yet to feel it. I really do. Honestly, it's incredible. I was hugging strangers. I had a guy twirling me around a bar. I mean, it was like, it was insane. And that's the kind of thing that you love about sports, because it brings people so much joy when that sort of thing happens. Like when you see a video of like a team is playing outside of its home, city and they win a championship and you have all these people gathered in a square somewhere watching on a big screen, and when the team wins you see the sea of people erupt. And I want that for you guys. I really do. Maybe not this year, but at some point in the near future I would like for Toronto and you guys to experience that again, because it's just, there's really nothing like it. It's really that first championship that you're aware of is, you just can't believe it happened. And, you know, I like can still remember what I did when Charlie Hayes caught that pop-up. I literally jumped up out of my seat and then Sky caught me, spun me around. And then I drank myself into oblivion. It was turn the clock back night. So we had an extra hour of drinking in Oswego and it was really great.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think the most comparable thing I can think of for Canadians, at least, was...
Oh, the Raptors?
Well, no, not even the Raptors. Like, I mean, for me, that was great. Like, I mean, beating Golden State is fun, but, you know, them not having Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant kind of took some of the fun out of it, because then it's like, all right, we can beat just Steph Curry.
Right.
but I was thinking more the 2010 gold medal game in Vancouver.
Oh, right.
That's my big memory, because like I was watching that with like a bunch of people from a university, and it was like all of us and then one American in the room, and everyone erupts, and the one American just sitting back there, and like you could not take a step down the streets of Halifax without hearing a horn go off, or seeing someone wave a flag, or just like just the sheer amount of shared joy in that. And yeah, the Raptors were able to have that in 2019, and that parade was a bit mucked up, but you could see how desperately Toronto wanted that celebration. And like TFC is not at that point. They're not going to get that kind of reaction, even though they are a high quality soccer team that deserves the full attention of the city. But seeing the Raptors actually deliver that championship, first in the Big Four since '93, it reminds you of what sports does have the ability to do, and that is pull just a complete diaspora of people together in shared joy. And you know, if sports could continuously do that, like that's the value of keeping them, you know, going even through the darkest of times, just to have that collective joy spreading through civilization.
Yep. I
Sorry,
agree.
I'm getting all freaking English degree on that,
No,
but
but it's true. I agree with that. And I really hope it's a full season. I hope that everyone stays safe. I hope that people stay safe enough to where it gets to the point where we can actually be at games later in the season. I'm still not ready to do that yet. I want everyone vaccinated before that happens.
I'm not sure if betting on a full baseball season is the smart thing to do, but BetOnline is the fastest and easy way to bet on all your other sports action. Football might be over, but NBA, college basketball, and the NHL are in full swing. And speaking of full swing, baseball. You can bet on who's going to win the World Series, who's going to make the playoffs, who's going to win the major awards, and BetOnline even covers movie awards, TV shows, and reality TV. They have real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use the promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Join walking baseball encyclopedia Paul Francis Sullivan, please call him Sully, every day on Locked On MLB for a unique look at the majors, both present and past. Featuring exciting guest interviews, routine check-ins from the Locked On MLB Network's team of local experts, and insightful analysis of the day's biggest stories, Locked On MLB is the single best source for daily baseball talk. Subscribe today wherever you get podcasts.
But let's quickly. Well, see, I don't even want to do this because I can't predict what's going to happen. We both know that our teams are probably going to be fighting it out for the division. We know that because the other three, unless something catastrophic happens to both teams, the other three are not going to really be a problem.
Unless the ghost of Karl Yastrzemski, or is Karl Yastrzemski dead? I probably shouldn't say ghost if I don't know if he's dead or not,
I don't think
but
he is.
I'll go Ted Williams. I know he's dead.
Yes.
But yeah, unless the ghost of Ted Williams like possesses Alex Verdugo or something, which I mean, God, Ted Williams, pick a better person. But like, unless there are some breakouts that we don't see happening, unless Felix Hernandez finds like 2010 King Felix form, like there's not going to be a lot for the other teams to really make that jump. And like I said, it's going to be the Blue Jays and Yankees slugging it out
Right.
for the season, because I mean, again, that starting rotation is still shaky on
Right.
both sides, so it's
Right.
probably going to be another slugfest like those 20-6 games. Only now you don't have the benefit of Derek Fisher playing balls with his head in the outfield, so hopefully it'll be a little more even.
Right.
But yeah, it's weird. And like, you know, obviously, you know, on other sides of this rivalry, and I use rivalry in quotes because New York's always been focused on Boston, never been focused on Toronto. But as we go with this rivalry really being for the marbles in 2021, I just hope the season is a success, that we don't have the same kind of, you know, outbreaks and stuff. And I hope they can actually play in Toronto at some point, because as pretty as that stadium in Dunedin looks, and as much of a charming flashback as it was to see that highway on ramp in the backdrop of every game at Salem Field, they need to be back in Toronto
right
at some point. So in that crumbling facade of 80s architecture that we still have standing in downtown Toronto, they need to play at some point there.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on. I had fun. I was actually glad when they did this, when they said, oh, we're going to do Division Day. And I'm like, oh, okay, that gives us shows and things to do and, you know, gives us more content because, you know, as much as there is going on during spring, it is still kind of hard to really talk about what's going on in spring and have it be an actual long show. So I was thankful for this.
I can only pump Logan Warmoth's tires so much.
So again, thank you for coming on. I appreciate it. And hopefully this recorded, because if it didn't, I will cry.
So as I mentioned earlier, Domingo Germán, we're all going to get our first look at him, although I'm not sure, because according to Yankees.com, it doesn't look like the game's going to be on TV. So we might not actually get our first look at him unless we pay attention to Twitter tomorrow and the beat writers tweet out video. So that's something to look out for. And next week for Division Day, I will be talking with the host of Locked On Rays, which will be an interesting conversation for many reasons. But for now, that's it for this episode of Locked On Yankees, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'd like to remind you that you could subscribe to this show and Locked On Blue Jays in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Radio.com, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On MLB. One more thing, if you could be so kind, please rate the podcast and spread the word about this podcast to your fellow Yankee fans. We would really appreciate it. Enjoy your Thursday, and I will talk to you all tomorrow.